Atonement corrects illusions, not truth. Therefore, it corrects what never was. You had everything when you were created, just as everyone did. The word atone really means undo. The purpose of the atonement is to restore everything to you. That is, to restore the awareness. The atonement principle was in effect long before the atonement itself was begun. The principle was love, and the atonement itself was an act of love. Acts were not necessary before the separation, because the time-space belief did not exist. It was only after the separation that the defense of atonement and the necessary conditions for its fulfillment were planned. It became increasingly apparent that all of the defenses which man can choose to use constructively or destructively were not enough to save him. It was therefore decided that he needed a defense which was so splendid that he could not misuse it, although he could refuse it. His will could not turn it into a weapon of attack, which is the inherent characteristic of all other defenses. The atonement is the only defense which cannot be used destructively. That is because, while everyone must eventually join it, it was not a device which was generated by man. The atonement thus becomes the only defense which was not a two-edged sword. The atonement actually began long before the crucifixion. Many souls offered their efforts on behalf of the separated ones, but they could not withstand the strength of the attack, and had to be brought back. Angels came too, but their protection was not enough, because the separated ones were not interested in peace. They had already split themselves, and were bent on dividing rather than reintegrating. The levels they introduced into themselves turned against each other, and they, in turn, turned against each other. They established differences, divisions, cleavages, dispersion, and all the other concepts related to the increasing splits they produced. Not being in their right minds, they turned their defenses from protection to assault, and acted literally insanely. It was essential to introduce a split-proof device which could be used only to heal, if it was used at all. The atonement was built into the space-time belief in order to set a limit on the need for the belief, and ultimately to make learning complete. The atonement is the final lesson. Accepting the atonement for yourself means not to give support to someone's dream of sickness and of death. It means that you share not his wish to separate, and let him turn illusions on himself. Nor do you wish that they be turned instead on you. Thus have they no effects. Having been restored to your original state, you naturally become part of the atonement yourself. Atonement itself is one, uniting all creations with their Creator. Miracles are a part of an interlocking chain of forgiveness which, when completed, is the atonement. This process works all the time and in all dimensions of time. The soul never loses its communion with God. Only the mind and body need atonement. The forgiven are the means of atonement. Those released by Christ must join in releasing their brothers. For this is the plan of atonement. The atonement is the device by which you can free yourself from the past as you go ahead. It undoes your past errors, thus making it unnecessary for you to keep retracing your steps without advancing toward your return. In this sense, the atonement saves time, but like the miracle which serves it, does not abolish it. The atonement is in time, but not for time. As long as there is need for atonement, there is need for time. Being for you, it is for the eternal. What holds remembrance of God cannot be bound by time. No more are you. For, unless God is found, you cannot be. But the atonement, as a completed plan, does have a unique relationship to time. Until the atonement is finished, its various phases will proceed in time, but the whole atonement stands at its end. At this point, the bridge of the return has been built. This is upsetting to you is because the atonement is a total commitment. You still think this is associated with loss. This is the same mistake all the separated ones make in one way or another. They cannot believe that a defense which cannot attack also is the best defense. Except for this misperception, the angels could have helped them. What do you think the meek shall inherit the earth means? They will literally take it over because of their strength. A two-way defense is inherently weak, precisely because it has two edges it can turn against the self very unexpectedly. This tendency cannot be controlled except by miracles. The miracle turns the defense of atonement to the protection of the inner self, which, as it becomes more and more secure, assumes its natural talent of protecting others. The inner self knows itself as both a brother and a son. The acceptance of the atonement by everyone is only a matter of time. In fact, both time and matter were created for this purpose. Perfect love is the atonement. The crucifixion did not establish the atonement. The resurrection did. The resurrection demonstrated that nothing can destroy truth. Good can withstand any form of evil, because light abolishes all forms of darkness. The atonement is thus the perfect lesson. It is the final demonstration that all of the other lessons which Jesus taught are true. God Himself is not symbolic, He is fact. The atonement, too, is totally without symbolism. It is perfectly clear, because it exists in light. Only man's attempts to shroud it in darkness have made it inaccessible to the unwilling, and ambiguous to the partly willing. The atonement itself radiates nothing but truth. It therefore epitomizes harmlessness, and sheds only blessing. It could not do this if it arose from anything other than perfect innocence. Innocence is wisdom, because it is unaware of evil which does not exist. It is, however, perfectly aware of everything that is true. The Holy Spirit is the mind of the atonement. It represents a state of mind that comes close enough to one-mindedness that transfer is at last possible. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of joy. It is the call to return, with which God blessed the minds of the separated sons. This is the vocation of the mind. It had no calling until the separation, because before it had only being, and would not have understood the call to right thinking. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the call to atonement or the restoration of the integrity of the mind. When the atonement is complete and the whole sonship is healed, there will be no call to return, but what God creates is eternal. The atonement cannot be understood except as a pure act of sharing. The atonement gives you the power of a healed mind, but the power to create is of God. Therefore, those who have been forgiven must devote themselves first to healing, because having received the idea of healing they must give it to hold it. This is not delusional. Your mind does create your future, and can turn it back to full creation at any minute, if it accepts the atonement first. It will also turn back to full creation the instant it has done so. Having given up its thought disorder, the proper ordering of thought becomes quite apparent. The atonement can only be accepted within you. By accepting the atonement for yourself, you are deciding against the belief that you can be alone, thus dispelling the idea of separation and affirming your true identification with the whole kingdom as literally part of you. This identification is as beyond doubt as it is beyond belief. Atonement is no more separate than love. It cannot be separate, because it comes from love. Atonement is for all, because it is the way to undo the belief that anything is for you alone. You have a part to play in the atonement. But the plan of the atonement is beyond you. You do not know how to overlook errors, or you would not make them. It would merely be further error to think either that you do not make them, or that you can correct them without a guide to correction. If you do not follow this guide, your errors will not be corrected. The plan is not yours because of your limited ideas about what you are. This limitation is where all errors arise. The way to undo them is, therefore, not of you, but for you. The atonement is a lesson in sharing, which is given you because you have forgotten how to do it. The atonement was not the price of your wholeness, but it was the price of your awareness of your wholeness. For what you chose to sell had to be kept for you, since you could not buy it back. Yet you must invest in it, not with money, but with your spirit. For spirit is will, and will is the price of the kingdom. Your inheritance awaits only the recognition that you have been redeemed. The Holy Spirit guides you into life eternal, but you must relinquish your investment in death, or you will not see it, though it is all around you. The atonement is but the way back to what was never lost. Atonement brings a reevaluation of everything you cherish, for it is the means by which the Holy Spirit can separate the false and the true, which you have accepted into your minds without distinction. The acceptance of guilt into the mind of God's Son was the beginning of the separation, as the acceptance of the atonement is its end. If guilt were real, atonement would not be. The purpose of atonement is to dispel illusions, not to establish them as real, and then forgive them. Those who accept atonement are invulnerable. But those who believe they are guilty, will respond to guilt, because they think it is salvation, and will not refuse to see it, and side with it. Atonement becomes real and visible, to them that use it. On earth, it is your only function, and you must learn that it is all you want to learn. Each one of you has a special part to play in the atonement, but the message given to each to share is always the same: God's Son is guiltless. Each one teaches the message differently, and learns it differently. We are all joined in the atonement here, and nothing else can unite us in this world. The atonement does not make holy. You were created holy. It merely brings unholiness to holiness, or what you made, to what you are. Atonement teaches you how to escape forever from everything that you have taught yourselves in the past, by showing you only what you are now. The atonement, or the final miracle, is a remedy. It is purely a means, while any type of healing is a result. The order of error to which atonement is applied is irrelevant. Essentially, all healing is the release from fear. But to undertake this, you cannot be fearful yourself. All forms of not right-mindedness are the result of refusal to accept the atonement for yourself. If the miracle worker does accept it, he places himself in the position to recognize that those who need to be healed are simply those who have not done so. It is extremely difficult to reach atonement by fighting against sin. Pray. I would like to pray that my will be united with thine, recognizing that thy perfect love will suffice, or correct, for my imperfect love. I pray that I may accept the atonement with conviction, recognizing its inevitable worth, and my own divine worth as part of this identification with thee. I pray that my fear be replaced by an active sense of thy love, and thy continual willingness to help me overcome the split, or divided will, which is responsible for my difficulty with this. I accept the divinity of the messages we have received, and affirm my will in both accepting and acting upon the atonement principle.